there are these pieces of evidence which show really serious impacts from levels of neonicotinoids that bees, wild bees, could be exposed to in the wider environment.
And the argument against the ban was laid out by one of the pesticide manufacturers.
These trials show that, there is no risk to pollinators from those products when they're used correctly in the environment.
There was a lot of concern in the audience.
I'm very worried I can still go into my local supermarket and buy litres of garden spray which contain various neonicotinoids.
It's clear to me that even though many of the people here tonight had differing opinions, there is a hunger for clarity. So I'm heading back to Rothamsted, where there's another group of scientists looking at pesticides from a completely different angle. These dimly lit red corridors are the first line of defence against a very dangerous collection of insects.
Why the red light?
OK, so insects don't really see red light, so to them this corridor is dark, which means they're not going to fly out here, it's just additional security. The rooms are sealed anyway.
Professor Lynn Field wants to show me how we underestimate the value of insecticides.
This room here.
So what have we got here?
OK, so this is actually a Chinese cabbage plant, and this is the plant that we've only just introduced the pest to, and this is one that's been in the cage with the pest for maybe a week, and you can see there's very little left. And with most of the crops we grow, somewhere between 30 and 40% would be lost to pests and diseases if we made no effort to control them.
So in your view, we really need these pests?
In my view at the moment, I think there are some alternatives, but most of our crop protection does rely on modern chemistry, which are very effective insecticides, very safe, very low mammalian toxicity, and they play a big role in our food production systems.